This is an RNIB talking book.
Goosebumps. Collection 3. The Girl Who Cried Monster. Welcome to Camp Nightmare. The Ghost Next Door. By R.L. Stine. Goosebumps. The Girl Who Cried Monster. Chapter 1. I love scaring my little brother Randy. I tell him scary stories about monsters until he begs me to stop. And I'm always teasing him by pretending to see monsters everywhere. I suppose that's why no one believed me the day I saw a real monster. I suppose that's why no one believed me until it was too late, and the monster was right in my own house. But I better not tell the ending of my story at the beginning. My name is Lucy Dark. I'm 12. I live with my brother Randy, who is 6, and my parents in a medium-sized house in a medium-sized town called Timberland Falls. I don't know why it's called Timberland Falls. There are a few forests outside town, but no one cuts the trees down for timber. And there aren't any waterfalls. So why Timberland Falls? It's a mystery. We have a red brick house at the end of our street. There's a tall, overgrown hedge that runs along the side of our house and separates our garden from the Killeen's garden next door. Dad's always talking about how he should trim the hedge, but he never does. We have a small front garden and a pretty big back garden with a lot of tall, old trees in it. There's an old sassafras tree in the middle of the garden. It's cool and shady under the tree. That's where I like sitting with Randy when there's nothing better to do and see if I can scare the socks off him. It isn't very hard. Randy gets scared easily. He looks a lot like me, even though he's a boy. He's got straight black hair, just like mine. Only I wear mine longer. He's short for his age.